Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. The coronavirus pandemic appears to have shortened the average life expectancy in the U.S. NPR's Rob Stein says that's according to new research.
Researchers at the University of Southern California and Princeton calculate that the pandemic has significantly affected life expectancy in the United States. In a paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the researchers estimate that the deaths caused by the pandemic will shorten overall life expectancy by about a year. That would be the largest single-year decline in life expectancy in the last 40 years and cut U.S. life expectancy to the lowest it's been since 2003. The reduction in life expectancy is even greater among racial and ethnic minorities. Life expectancy is estimated to fall by more than 2 years among blacks and more than 3 years among Latinos. Rob Stein, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden has introduced a nearly $2 trillion plan intended to help Americans through the pandemic. He's also naming former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner David Kessler to lead the nation's COVID vaccine response. A watchdog will review how the Justice Department prepared for possible violence at the U.S. Capitol last week. And NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the investigation will focus on how Justice shared information with its law enforcement partners.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz announced the review of Justice Department actions leading up to the siege on the Capitol. He plans to investigate whether the FBI properly shared threat information with the Capitol Police and local law enforcement. The review also will look at how the FBI, the ATF, and the U.S. Marshals responded to pipe bombs and violence at the Capitol January 6th. Prosecutors have already charged more than 100 rioters with crimes. They continue to investigate broader conspiracies, such as whether people with military and police training may have coordinated the attacks. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The controversial social media site Parler is trying to find a way back online. It was hosted by Amazon, which kicked it off its web servers after scores of reports surfaced of Parler users explicitly calling for violence. Parler's chief policy officer, Amy Peikoff, says the site believes in free expression and frowns upon violent commentary.
We don't like to see it. It expressly violates our guidelines. And then the challenge is how best effectively to remove it and to make sure that our platform is designed not to encourage the sorts of sentiments that would lead to that type of content being posted in the first place.
She spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 282 points. The NASDAQ is down 136 points. You're listening to NPR News. Brazil's Air Force is airlifting COVID patients out of the city of Manaus in the Amazon rainforest. NPR's Philip Rees says the health system there has collapsed.
Brazilian authorities have begun flying COVID victims out and oxygen supplies in after hospitals in Manaus ran out of oxygen following an unprecedented surge of cases. Doctors say patients are dying in their beds of suffocation. Some families are buying their own cylinders to give to sick relatives. There's a waiting list of hundreds for intensive care beds. The tragedy is causing a national outcry. Officials say they'll fly more than 200 patients to neighbouring states. Yet hospital beds are filling up across much of Brazil, and there are concerns the Manaus patients will spread a new strain of the virus, recently traced to the Amazon. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
The U.S. Embassy in Haiti warns that protests are expected today in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Opposition leaders continue to oppose the rule of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. This is the second year that he is ruling by decree. The Haitian parliament was dissolved a year ago. Moïse says he will call for elections in September. NASA is calling it quits on efforts to fix a key experiment on one of its Mars missions. The InSight probe is studying the interior of Mars. One instrument was supposed to drill into the Martian surface to measure the temperature, but it has failed. That's because the soil is different from what scientists were expecting. The probe has only been able to get down to a depth of about a foot or so. The last attempt failed over the weekend. The probe is still tracking Mars quakes and weather. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Workday, committed to delivering quick insights to help finance teams plan for what's next. Workday, the finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world. Learn more at workday.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We start off this hour with music from Taj Mahal performing at Austin City Limits back in January of 1993. Here's Taj Mahal with Queen Bee.
Thank you. my soul. Come into my soul, baby, don't you know? Come into my soul. Come into my soul. To my soul, to my soul, rock me to my.
Music from Anna Popovic on guitar and vocals from a three-disc set appropriately called a Trilogy that came out back in 2016. She's originally from Belgrade in the former Yugoslavia, ended up in the Netherlands while things were pretty hot in Yugoslavia, and then finally here in the United States, and she settled in Memphis. a number called Wasted. And before hearing Anna Popovic, we heard Taj Mahal recorded at Austin City Limits back on the 26th of January in 1993. Taj doing a number called Queen Bee. We're going to turn, we just heard Anna Popovic. We're going to turn to another international lady of blues, this time from Finland, Erja Lehtinen. We're going to turn to the two-disc set that Sue Foley put out, she compiled and put out back in 2005. Sue, of course, another international blues lady. She's from Canada. Here is Erja Lehtinen here on KRVS with a number called Dreamland Blues.
You follow me. Hey.
Coco Taylor here on KRVS. Some early Coco Taylor from January of 1965. Coco with Buddy Guy and Matt Guitar Murphy on guitars and Willie Dixon on bass. Willie Dixon had brought her into the Chess Studios back in the mid-1960s, and this is from a disc called What It Takes. Before hearing Coco Taylor, we heard Erja Lehtinen doing a number called Dreamland Blues. Again, she's from Finland, and that track was on the two-disc set Blues Guitar Women that Sue Foley put together. One disc of contemporary blues women and another one of traditional blues women. Next here on KRVS, we're going to venture back to 1979 and music from ZZ Top. That's all right, baby. That was Teresa James from her 2012 release. The disc is called Come On Home, Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps. She's originally from Houston, grew up there, and the band is from California. Again, the Voodoo Doll. Before we heard Teresa James, we heard the band ZZ Top, some fellow Texans, and we heard them from the album De Guayo from 1979. They did A Fool for Your Stockings. They came out of Texas. And we've got another number here on KRVS that ZZ Top was known for. We're going to turn, though, to the late Jeff Healey for that particular track. Jeff Healey was from Toronto, Ontario, in Canada, and lost his sight at the age of one due to a rare disease. Ended up being a really, really fine jazz and blues rock vocalist and guitarist. He had a collection of 78s that said well over 30,000 records. Really, really fine player. We're going to turn to vinyl that he had out years ago, the Jeff Healey Band. The name of the album was See the Light. And from that album, here is Jeff Healey here on KRVS with his rendition of the ZZ Top tune, Blue Jean Blues.
Man be
Jeff Healey Band from 1988 with their rendition of Blue Jean Blues, again, ZZ Top number. Jeff Healey toured with ZZ Top at one point, also with the Allman Brothers, Bonnie Raitt, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, Eric Clapton. He was in excellent company for quite a while. Unfortunately, the cancer that took his vision when he was 1 year old took his life back in 2008. He was 41 years old at the time. Music next here on KRVS from a group that called themselves Jelly Roll All-Stars. Their disc came out back in 2004, only one that we've ever seen. But some interesting people with the band at the time, Willie Big Eyes Smith and also Calvin Fuzz Jones. They were both with the Muddy Waters Band towards the end of that group. Here they are, though. Their disc is called Must Be Jelly from that disc, the Jelly Roll All-Stars, with a number called King Motel.
I'm at the King Motel, baby, and I need you to give me a ride. I'm at the King Motel. Time. And it's cold as hell outside. I'm stuck. Watch me. Ain't got no money. Ain't got no car. You see me walking down baseline. Me and my guitar. I'm at the King Motel. And I need you to give me a ride. It's the 15th of January. And it's cold as hell outside. Somebody give me a nickel. I need 20 more cents so I can get her on the line. I'm at the King Motel, and I need you to give me a ride. It's the 15th of January, and it's cold as hell outside. Come on up. Shoot. Soon as the sun goes down, I'm at the King Motel.
June of 1964, that was Robert Nighthawk on guitar and vocals. Buddy Guy was also on guitar in that particular track. Walter Horton on blues harp. Robert Nighthawk was a fairly big influence on Elmore James, also on Earl Hooker, and he himself was influenced quite a bit by Tampa Red's guitar style. Before we heard Robert Nighthawk, we heard the Jelly Roll All-Stars from 2004. They did a piece called King Motel. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Honey Boy Edwards. Honey Boy Edwards was one of the last living bluesmen that performed with people like Robert Johnson, Tommy McLennan, also a Big Joe Williams, Yank Rachel, and a number of others. Had a long, long career in the blues. We're going to listen to him do his rendition of Crawling Kingsnake, a number that was first recorded by Big Joe Williams around 1941 or so. Most people associate it with John Lee Hooker. Here is Honey Boy Edwards along with Billy Branch on blues harp, again with Crawling Kingsnake.
I'm a crawling kingsnake, and I rule my den. Crawling kingsnake, and I rule my den. Kids hanging around my maid. God knew you for my friend. I caught you crawling, baby, now in it. The grave is over high. I'm gonna be your crawling king snake until the day I die, cause I'm a crawling king snake. And I rue my day. Kids hanging around my maid, use you for my friend. I caught you crawling, baby, not winning. The grave is awful high. I'm gonna be a crawling king snake until the day I die, cause I'm a crawling king snake. And I rule my day. Kids hanging around my maid, use you for my friend. Until you want the baby now, I'ma call upon the floor. You got a thing I want, baby, I'ma call down by your door, cause I'm a crawling king snake. And I rule my den. Kids hang around my maid, use you for my friend.
Thank you.
Paul Rochelle from 1990, and from his disc Blues on a Holiday, Too Tight. That's an old Blind Blake tune. He really sounded like Blind Blake on that track, both his vocals and his guitar. Rochelle's a fine, fine guitarist and a great purveyor of classic blues. Before hearing Rochelle, we heard Honey Boy Edwards at the age of around 92. Honey Boy Edwards doing his rendition of Crawling King Snake. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Sleepy John Estes, who was from Ripley, Tennessee, Brownsville, Tennessee, right around that area. We're going to hear him along with Yank Rachel on mandolin, and also it's believed to be Jab Jones on piano, recorded the Memphis Municipal Auditorium on the 24th of September, 1929. Many, many years after this, the band Led Zeppelin would record this same tune, adapted in their own way, and of course with slightly different lyrics. Here's the original version of "The Girl I Love, She Got Long Curly Hair," Sleepy John Estes and Yank Rachel. Oh, Steve James from a disc called Two Track Mind that came out in 1993. And that was a piece he called Variations on Saturday Night Rub. Saturday Night Rub was an instrumental that Big Bill Brunzi recorded many, many years ago, back in 93 or so. Steve James was living in Wimberley, Texas, a few miles from Austin, and performed and recorded with a number of Austin musicians. Before hearing Steve James, we heard, once again, Sleepy John Estes and also Yank Rachel, recorded back in September of 1929, doing the original The Girl I Love. She Got Long Curly Hair. And Estes ended up being rediscovered back in 1962. He was living in poverty in Brownsville, Texas at the time, and went on tour, that sort of thing. Had a decent career. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual